Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, Text Number 34. Nishamya karmani gunan atoyan Viryani lilan tanubi kritani Yadati harsho pulakaksh Kaklaksharug Gadgadam Prokanta Uggayati Roti Nrityati Nishamya Hearing Kamani Transcendental activities. Gunan, spiritual qualities. Atulyan, uncommon, not generally visible in an ordinary person. Atulyan, uncommon, not generally visible in. Oh, we already did that. Viryani. Very powerful. Lila Tanubi by different pastime forms. Kritani performed. Yada when Atiharsha because of great jubilation. Utpulaka Haripilation. Ashu tears in the eyes. Gagadam, faltering voice. Prokanta, with an open voice. Ugayati, chants very loudly. Roti, cries. Rityati, dances. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One is situated in devotional service is certainly the control of his senses. Thus, he is a liberated person. When such a liberated person, the pure devotee, hears of the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord's incarnations for the performance of various pastimes, his hair stands on end on his body. Tears fall from his eyes, and in spiritual realization, his voice falters. Sometimes he very openly dances, sometimes he sings loudly, and sometimes he cries. Thus he expresses his transcendental jubilation. Purport. The Lord's activities are uncommon. For example, when he appeared as Lord Ramachandra, he performed uncommon activities like bridging the ocean. Similarly, when Lord Krishna appeared, he raised the Govardhan Hill when he was only 7 years of age. These were uncommon activities. Fools and rascals who are not in the transcendental position consider these uncommon activities of the Lord to be mythological. But when the pure devotee, the liberated person, hears about these uncommon activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes ecstatic and exhibits the symptoms of chanting, dancing, crying very loudly and jubilantly. This is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. When a devotee becomes like a person haunted by a ghost, he laughs very loudly, chants about the qualities of the Lord, sometimes he sits, performs meditation, and he offers respect to every living entity, considering him a devotee of the Lord. Constantly breathing very heavily, he becomes careless of social etiquette and loudly chants like a madman, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. O my Lord, O Master of the Universe. When one chants the holy name of the Lord in ecstasy, not caring for outward social conventions, it is to be understood that he is Atma Mati. In other words, his consciousness is turned towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotee is then freed from all material contamination because he constantly thinks of the Lord's pastimes, and because his mind and body have been converted to spiritual qualities. Because of his intense devotional service, his ignorance, material consciousness, and all kinds of material desires are completely burned to ashes. This is the stage at which one can achieve the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Purport, when a devotee is completely purified, he becomes anyabhilasita shunya. In other words, all his material desires become zero, being burned to ashes. And he exists either as the Lord's servant, friend, father, mother, or conjugal lover. Because one thinks constantly in this way, one's present material body and mind are fully spiritualized, and the needs of one's material body completely vanish from one's existence. As an iron rod put into a fire becomes warmer and warmer, and when it is red hot, it is no longer an iron rod but fire. Similarly, when a devotee constantly engages in devotional service and thinks of the Lord in his original Krishna consciousness, he is no longer has any material activities. For his body is spiritualized. Advancement in Krishna consciousness is very powerful. And therefore, even during this life, such a devotee has achieved the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. This transcendental ecstatic existence of a devotee was completely exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya writes as follows. Tad bhava bhava yat yata surupam bhakti kechid bhakta vinrit yanti gayanti cha yata yatep sitam kechid tushnim japant yeva kechid shobaya karinaha. The ecstatic condition of devotional service was completely exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who sometimes danced, sometimes cried, sometimes sang, sometimes remained silent, and sometimes chanted the holy name of the Lord. This is perfect spiritual existence. The example used here is if you put the iron in the fire, then gradually gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and then after some time it becomes just like fire. Therefore, association with Krishna spiritualizes everything. How much we associate with Krishna depends on how often we remember Krishna and to what depth of absorption that remembrance is. The whole idea of Krishna consciousness is satatam smartavyaksadatam vishnur vismarta jatu na kinchit sarva vidhi nisedyasyur etyur eva kinkara. Somehow or another, always remember Krishna and never forget him. If one does that, then all of the rules that you should follow, the vidhis, and all the nishejas, what we're not supposed to do, they'll be automatically followed. And how to remember Krishna? Well, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. From hearing, we begin to understand. Well, if we hear from the right source with the right attitude, then hopefully remember something. If we don't remember anything, it means we haven't really heard very much. We haven't heard with attention. If I said that there is 100 million euros buried in this building, and I'll tell you, and whoever gets it first can offer it to the deities, and I'll tell you exactly where it is, then everyone would probably get everyone's attention. So they think, well, he's saying something important. And if I say Krishna's in your heart, and I'll tell you how to find him, and he's the source of everything, they go, big deal. Same old news. Because we don't understand the value of Krishna. We understand the value of 100 million euros, but the value of Krishna we don't understand. We think, what would I do with Krishna? What do I do if I became Krishna conscious? That I have to give up all the things I want to do. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is a gradual process and it's voluntary. Adao, Shara, Sadhu Sangha, Tabajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritisyat, Dito Nishta Ruchistata, Tata Sakti Sato Bhavas, Tada Prema Vyaduchati, Sadakanam Ayam Premna. Prema Vyaduchati. Then in the beginning there is Sadakanam Ayam Premna. Something. Sada. What is the verse? What's the last line? So it's the last word is Pradubhave. So in the beginning there is some faith. In other words, we have to like something about Krishna. And then we associate with the devotees. And the association should be, real association of Sadhu Sangha, is to find out how we can get more experience of Krishna. How we can deepen our remembrance of Krishna, our understanding of Krishna, our relationship with Krishna, and act in that relationship. And when we act in that relationship, that's called kirtan. Glorifying Krishna. Glorifying Krishna means that we allow Krishna to act, we become Krishna's instrument. Nimitra matram bhavasava sachin. Now we may not realize fully that we're Krishna's instrument because of our false ego. We like to take credit for what we're doing. Anything that goes wrong, Krishna must have been asleep. And anything goes right, it's because of my mercy. Just ask my friends, they'll tell you. We don't accept the bad, but we take credit for the good. Patting myself on the back. Good work, Prabhu, good work. Keep it up. We don't understand that it's actually the spiritual energy who's performing the activity. And the more we allow the spiritual energy to perform, to utilize this body, mind, and words in Krishna's service, then the result is that we become detached from illusory conceptions of life, such as we're the ones who are doing things, and that we deserve the credit. Now, if we're not prepared to give that up, then we're going to be stuck on a certain platform of devotional service. Instead of seeing Krishna everywhere, we'll see our activities everywhere, what we've done everywhere. This is my devotee, this is mine. I'll see myself. And for one who sees themselves everywhere and sees everything in them, Krishna is always lost to them. At the stage of anartha nivritti goes in different stages, such as, well, there's anishtita bhajana kriya, where we're just puffed up with all the great things that we're doing. We think that, I can't believe how wonderful I am. I wonder if Krishna understands fully. And then there is ganatarala. Sometimes we're enthusiastically engaged in devotional service, and sometimes we're very laxed. We go on the internet, go to some website to find out what's really going on. And then there is Vishaya, Vyuda Vikalpa, war against mental speculation. Trying to make so many different... Oh, actually, is that the first one? No, this Vishaya Sangara. War against sense gratification. Trying to give up things. The more we give them up, try to give them up, the more we become attached to it. I'm not going to think of women anymore. I'm not going to think of this woman or that woman. Hey, that's a pretty good woman. Or this other woman and that woman. I'm not going to think of them anymore. I'm not going to think of my past girlfriend or this one. Or I'm not thinking of any of them anymore. So that's called war against sense gratification. The more one tries to give up the objects of sense gratification, the more one thinks about them. I'm giving up this material. I'm giving up eating. I'm going to fast every Kadasi fully. And then when I think, oh my God, there's only 2 days left of Kadasi, I'm going to starve. So one is always in his, oh no, another Kadasi, this is horrible. So one is meditating on Kadasi the whole week, completely anxiety, fearful. Maybe I better eat twice as much as usual the day before Kadasi so I don't starve on Kadasi. And then there's Vyuta Vikalpa, excessive speculation, making so many plans, and always making so many plans to become renounced, but never think about Krishna. I'm going to give up everything, go to Vrindavan, and make a success out of my life. But if I do that, at least before, then I have to buy an airplane ticket. I don't want to collect the money. So maybe I should get money. Maybe I should get married and get a good collector wife. She can go out and collect. Then we can go to Vrindavan together. But if I go there, I'll still have to make some money. So maybe I shouldn't get married. Or maybe I should find a rich Mataji. And we can both live happily in Vrindavan. Eating prasadam. Going back to Godhead. So that way one is always thinking of how he's going to renounce, but one is never making a decision what to do. Never thinking about Krishna or service to Krishna, just thinking about one's renunciation. And then finally one thinks that I'm just wasting my time with this mental speculation. My mind is always agitated, trying to find out something new to become or do. So let me give it up and just try and concentrate on improving my sadhana. So this week I'm going to get up at 2 o'clock every morning. And then one gets up 2 o'clock one morning, makes an announcement, Prabhus, I'd like you to know that due to good fortune and my sincerity, I got up 2 o'clock in the morning. 1, 2, 3. Jai! Ah, jai! I'll keep you informed. I know you all just tipping your toes trying to figure out what time I get up in the morning. Next morning, one gets to 2:15. And you say, well, I have some good news for you today, Prabhus. Not as good as yesterday, but it's still good. 2:15, jai! The next day, Prabhus, I have good news for you, but not as good as yesterday. 2:30, still jai! The next day, 3 o'clock, The day after that, Prabhu, where were you? Well, you know, I was a little tired. So constantly making vows, trying to keep them, and unable to keep them. And then finally one arrives at the stage in this lifetime or the next, and then one is able to get up every morning for Mangal Arati. And when one comes to Mangal Arati, his arms are right, here I am. Victory! Jai! Another day, another notch on my bead bag. And everyone's worried, yes, there's the most regulated devotee in the world. He must be a pure devotee. Probably even Brahma and Shiva come and see him every day. So this is called Gana Taral, Ranga Tarangini. Rangi Tarangi. Taranga Rangini. Enjoying the small waves of devotional service. A little advancement, and one thinks oneself to be a very greatly advanced devotee. And compared to others, one is actually more advanced. Prabhupada said, in the absence of a big tree, then a cast a bush, appears to be very good. Kasha bush is a very small bush, but at least it's a bush. So it appears to be big when you don't see the big tree. So in the absence of an actual advanced devotee, we may take a lesser devotee as more advanced than we are, which is not bad. More advanced than we are, but that's not bad. But we may not understand the full range of pure devotional service. And then, of course, there's anishtita brajna kriya, and then there's anartha nivritti, especially getting free from the offenses against chanting the holy name, other offenses and other obstacles such as offenses in deity worship, offenses to the Dham, reactions due to our past pious activities and impious activities. But these things are, trying to get free from them, becoming detached from them, is not as powerful as becoming free from the 10 offenses against chanting the holy name. It's the holy name can bring us to the platform of developing enough taste so that we're not attracted to material conceptions anymore. It's our attraction to material conceptions in the Bali concept of life, especially I am Tarzan, she is Jane, I'm Mickey Mouse, she's Minnie Mouse, I'm Romeo, she's Juliet. This attachment, that's the attachment to the material existence. If you give that up, the only way is to get a higher taste. So sadhana bhakti has two qualities, which I've mentioned before, which everyone should know by now, which is, what's the first quality of sadhana bhakti? Everyone look at each other. What's that? Kleshagni, yes. Which means? Burnt. It means you get burnt. Yeah. Okay. Removes the miseries of material existence. And then there was the other one for sadhana bhakti? Shubhada. And what are the qualities of Shubhada? What's that? Yes, but what's the qualities that make it auspicious? One of them, it gives one a higher taste, better than any material taste, any sense gratification. It's auspicious for everyone. Gives one all good qualities. So one of the qualities is Subhada, is it gives a higher taste. So when we experience that higher taste, then we can understand the value of offenseless chanting. If we're meditating on the objects of the senses, different conceptions, different thoughts, when we're chanting, then it's very hard to understand what the value of offenseless chanting is, because we're not offenselessly chanting. So we have to make some attempt that even if we chant and just hear, then at least we're making progress. If we chant and we let our minds wander all over the place, there's no progress. As a matter of fact, we may be cultivating weeds, the weeds of devotional service. In other words, we have to get the higher taste. Without getting that higher taste, then we'll be attracted, we have to be attracted to some taste. And whatever our mind is contemplating, if we keep on contemplating them, then after a while we'll want to experience them, because we have to get some experience. Therefore, that junction of when we actually are doing regular sadhana bhakti and trying to pay attention to the holy name, that's probably one of the most important aspects of spiritual advancement. Because then we have a great opportunity to either come to the platform of nishtha and not become bothered by so many thoughts. We can chant purely and get more and more experience in Krishna consciousness associated with Krishna. Or we can become more and more absorbed in the weeds of our thoughts, our anxieties and our hankerings. And the chanting will make them more and more powerful, actually. Generally, we can't contemplate the objects of the senses so deeply unless you fall in... Oh, yes, confirmed. Unless you fall in love and then, you know, the object of the sense, you become mad after it. We're already mad, but we have to become, manifest our madness by becoming mad after something in the material world. Other than that, it's very hard to concentrate on anything in the material world. Our brains are so scattered. But when you chant and try and concentrate, then it gives you a great opportunity to concentrate on Maya also. Instead of hearing, remembering Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastimes, we can remember name, form, quality, and pastimes of the illusory energy. Our illusory romantic relationships, all the things that went wrong, all the things that went right. We can review our entire existence when we're chanting, and it all becomes more and more vivid. You were there. We can take the math test from the first grade and do it over again in our mind. Get 100%. Get the gold star we were always hankering for. But if one is able to chant with attention, then one can come to the state of nishtha. In the state of nishtha, there's no sleepiness, there's no distraction, there's no taste for material things. And one can actually concentrate. And when that increases hundreds and hundreds of times, one comes to the platform of ruchi. Everything becomes pleasurable. All the colors, sights, song, every object of the sense becomes full of pleasure. And one is always constantly remembering that pleasure in relationship to Krishna. The senses become purified in association with Krishna, and everything becomes Krishnaized. And then when that increases thousands of times, one comes to the platform of asakti, where one so much ecstatic, so much in love with Krishna, so much pleasure for remembering Krishna and his everything in relation to Krishna, his name, his forms, his qualities, his pastimes, his associates, then one cannot live without remembering Krishna. And then when you multiply that thousands of times, you come to the platform of bhava, which is one ray in the sunlight of prema. And that stage, the heart melts, and one is has direct perception of Krishna at times. One can hear Krishna's flute, or sometimes Krishna may come and touch one. And one at that platform almost has become Krishna conscious. And then when one comes to the stage of bhava, which is composed, that's what we're talking about, which has bhava, vibhava, anubhava, sattvika bhava, Vyabhichari bhava and sthayi bhava combining, like the ocean combines with waves and the wind and the aquatic living entities. When all these different types of bhavas combine, then one comes to the platform of rasa. In that stage, one is able to understand one's spiritual identity because one is awake. One actually wakes up and one enters into one's spiritual consciousness, his original identity. At that stage, there's practically no possibility of ever becoming in Maya again, because spiritual life is so blissful, so loving, so pleasurable. And one's eternal body is so attractive that one wouldn't want to take some kind of temporary body again. And then when bhava is multiplied, because bhava is one ray in the sunlight of prema, then when it's multiplied millions of times, then one comes to the platform of love of God, prema. And one begins one's actual life. Prema is a state of neutrality, and as it increases to the platform of sneha, mana, raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava, then one actually enters into the different stages of relationships with Krishna. So, if we think we've understood Krishna consciousness already, guess again. And Prahlad Maharaj is telling you this to his schoolmates who are demons, so I guess we can read this, even though, because we're at least aspiring to become devotees. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Purport is we should reach for my Bhagavatam, practice devotional service, and one day, gradually, these things will not just be a theory, they'll be an experience. And we can go to tell our demoniac schoolmates all about it. Anything? Any questions? Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.